أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير ذلك من آيات الله لعلهم يذكرون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 26 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam in Jannah, and Shaitan lured him to cause an error in eating from the forbidden tree, and the result of it was that him and Sayyida Hawa had become uncovered. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now addresses Bani Adam, that is the whole of mankind, all the children of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam, قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا, certainly we had revealed upon you libas, clothing, covering. The revelation of this was that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created the means, the cotton, that is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will find the wool from the sheep and the other leather and the skin of other animals. All of it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One specific function of clothing is yuwari sawatikum, to cover your very private parts of your body. And that is supposed to be a natural inclination for man, to have the very private parts of their bodies covered, like we saw in the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, that as it uncovered, they took the leaves of Jannah and they began to cover it. This is supposed to be an instinctive quality in man. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, Warisha, and together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also created this concept of clothing so that man would adorn himself. Adorn himself, in other words, beautify himself. In other ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about this concept of clothing, that it will protect one from the heat, and obviously then it will protect one from cold. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it a protection, not only for the private parts of a person, but also to protect a person from heat and cold. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. Allah Ta'ala now speaks about libasu taqwa, and the libas of taqwa, the clothing of taqwa, and that is the best. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the very crevices of the heart of a believer, that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that created the concept of the covering of the heart, that is with taqwa, with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that man will abstain from sin, man will protect oneself from sin, like how the clothing protects one from the heat and the cold and the different climatical conditions, like that the taqwa of the heart will protect a person from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the best. In other words, to have this taqwa and also at the same time be obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat, keep away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama have stated that here libasul taqwa refers to that clothing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down to the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, and in our case to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that we emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the manner and in the way that we will clothe ourselves. ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ, and that is from the signs of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that this creation of cotton, the creation of wool, all of it, can we not see beyond what we see? That all of this came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ, so that man may be able to deliberate, man may be able to think and ponder about this great qudrat, this great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeing a garment, generally we take it as something that is adornment, something that we like, but see beyond that. And when we see beyond that, we will find the great qudrat and the great power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.